You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Surveillance video catches a disturbing hit and run, Baltimore. 9:30 p.m., a woman in a crosswalk of a Butchers Hill area neighborhood when a blue Amazon van hits her. The van stops for a red light, then pulls forward as it changes to green, but the woman's still in front of the van. The van rolls over her, stops. The driver gets out to check on her. 30 seconds later, the driver gets back in, rolls over the woman with the van's back tires, and drives off. The victim taken to the hospital and lives.
Nancy, the victim, now identified as 29-year-old Chelsea Douglas, is said to have several serious fractures after the driver ran over her head and upper body. Her fiancé says Chelsea slipped in the icy crosswalk and was still struggling to get up when the light turned green. Chelsea immediately had concern for the driver, who has now been identified as Jerome Young Jr., 26. Young allegedly asked Chelsea, "How did you manage to get hit?" in the brief moment he checked on her. Young was originally charged with felony assaults, but prosecutors have said Young was overcharged and the evidence does not support them. Young has been released on bail until new charges are filed.
The driver has been pulled away from his delivery duties. Richard Curtis slides an employee at an Austin pizza shop a note demanding they empty the register and flashes a gun. Instead, the employee lunges across the counter, putting Curtis in a headlock. Another employee grabs the gun from his waistband during the fight and pistol whips the perp. Curtis continues fighting until the manager comes from the back with a knife. The manager asks, "Do you prefer prison or death?" Curtis stops struggling and waits for cops. Richard Curtis, 19, now charged with ag robbery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Detroit mother is behind bars, accused of murdering her 9-year-old son and burying his body in their former backyard. A judge has ordered 41-year-old Brandy Pierce held without bond. She faces multiple charges, including first-degree and felony murder, child abuse, and evidence tampering. Authorities say young Zamar King was smothered to death on October 24th. Weeks later, Pierce allegedly abandoned their home, taking her 3-year-old son to Georgia. It was a landlord preparing the house for new tenants who uncovered the shallow grave on January 6th. Police in Brookhaven, Georgia, contacted Detroit authorities in December over a separate investigation involving the younger child. Pierce was arrested January 10th and extradited to Michigan last week. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy calls the case one of the most callous she has seen in her career. A probable cause hearing is set for March 7th, with a preliminary examination March 13th. A jury has convicted an Illinois landlord of first-degree murder and hate crimes in the brutal killing of a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the case, which drew national attention, raised alarms about anti-Muslim violence in the U.S.
73-year-old Joseph Chuba was found guilty of murdering 6-year-old Wadia Al-Fayoumi and attempting to kill the boy's mother, Hanan Shanin, in what prosecutors described as a targeted hate crime. The attack happened on October 14, 2023, in Plainfield, Illinois, just days after war broke out between Israel and Hamas. Shaheen testified that Chuba, her landlord of 2 years, suddenly turned on her and her son, telling her, quote, "You, as a Muslim, must die." He then stabbed her more than a dozen times before going after Wadia, stabbing the child 26 times and leaving the knife in his body. Jurors saw graphic crime scene photos and police body cam footage showing the aftermath of the attack. The trial also included emotional testimony from Shaheen, first responders, and Chuba's ex-wife. The jury deliberated for less than 90 minutes before delivering a unanimous guilty verdict on all charges, including first-degree murder, attempted murder, aggravated battery, and hate crimes. Attorney Ben Crump, representing Shaheen, called the verdict a measure of justice, but warned that it won't erase the rising tide of hate-fueled violence. Meanwhile, civil rights groups, including CAIR Chicago, said the attack was a painful reminder of the threats facing Muslim and Palestinian communities in the U.S.
Chuba, who declined to testify, is scheduled for sentencing on May 2nd. He faces life in prison.
Thanks, John. Martise Williams, 28, has plans to meet a friend on the other side of town, tells roommate he'll be back later that night. Martise leaves their shared Baltimore home for the Randallstown or Liberty Reservoir area in his Buick. When he hasn't returned by midnight, roommate calls Martise's parents. Martise reported missing 6 days later. Cops find the silver Buick Verano abandoned 2 miles from home. Martise Williams, African-American, 5'8", 190 pounds, short black hair, brown eyes, usually wears a goatee and has a sleeve of tattoos, left arm. Last seen wearing t-shirt, shorts, gold cross necklace, and a watch. If you have info on Martise Williams, now missing 9 years, call Baltimore County PD, 510-887-2214. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.